Again, Father, thank you very much for bringing us together for another Sunday afternoon to praise you like all our songs that we sung this morning. And through the speaker, will your word ring true to our hearts for us to really know who's in charge and to keep our Christian, our lights, eternal lights burning in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Kate.
Good morning. Just a few minutes. Well, first I'd like to thank God for another amazing opportunity. And I'd like to thank you all as well. And as we sit here this morning, this day, with prayerful hearts and open hearts. So first I'd like to ask you all a question. How many of you have ever traveled on a commercial airline? Right? I think most of us have, or at least we've seen others travel. Well, many years ago, I've had the opportunity to work for an airline as a ticket agent or a gate agent. And in the few years of working in such a position, and even now as an airline pilot, I've seen millions and millions of passengers. I've seen all sorts of passengers. I've never seen such a diverse group of people from all corners of the world, from all sorts of cultures. Some are young, others are old. Some are single, others are married, some even with families. And these people, they travel for all sorts of reasons. Many of you that have travel for all sorts of reasons. Some travel for vacation, some travel for business. Some travel for weddings, and some travel for divorce. Some travel for birthdays, and some travel for death. And all sorts of reasons. And as a ticket agent, or as a gate agent, I've seen something common among all these passengers. No matter how diverse and dynamic of a group of people, they all have bags. Well, at the ticket counter, people come in and they check in their bags. And nowadays with the airlines, you have to pay to check in for bags, right? How many of you like that? That's what I thought. You know, you're checking in these bags. And you know, people on vacation, they check in, guess what? 4 or 5, and they're heavy. Heavy bags. People on business, they just got their iPad. They got their one little briefcase. But let me tell you, everyone has bags, and everyone's got baggage. And isn't that true with our lives? Don't we all have baggage? You see, we are traveling this world in this journey of life with baggage. We carry it around. Some of us check it in, some of us take it on carry-on, take it on board with us in this journey. You know, as we go on living, as the years go by, our baggage gets heavier and heavier. We accumulate more and more. How many of you have moved from one house to another, one city to another, one country to another? You see how much stuff you have. And our baggage just gets more and more, heavier and heavier. Now let's look at it another way. This baggage, what is this baggage we carry? Are we designed? Did God create us to carry this baggage? No. Amen. See, this baggage is primarily sin in our life. But I'd like to focus on something else this morning. I'd like to focus on something very particular, a particular type of baggage. It may be baggage where someone has wronged you, or where you wronged someone. It could be a neighbor, a spouse, perhaps a co-worker, or a friend, or even a church member. It could be anyone. It could be you driving on the road and somebody cuts you off. It could be at a grocery store and somebody's got 50,000 coupons in front of you. It could be anyone that just gets you a little annoyed, a little frustrated, and you have this thing in you. And then you go home and you unleash it on someone else. Whether it be at work or whether it be at home, wherever it is, you tend to carry this burden. This degree of offense could vary from something petty to something more deep and evil. This quarrel, argument, fight, or even just a misunderstanding could have happened this morning, or even 10 or 20 years ago. But it was never resolved, and has turned to anger and bitterness, all because the involved parties never solved the problem, never made amends, never forgave each other. You see, it's like a wound. You know, there's a saying, time heals all wounds, right? You've all heard that, time heals all wounds. But it sure leaves scars, doesn't it? You know, and some wounds, it needs proper care. It needs to be healed correctly. Otherwise, what will happen? It'll get infected. And it'll spread through the whole body, affecting every part of our lives. You know, some relationships broken, and that broken relationship could carry on to other parts of our lives. And I believe at the end of the day, the most important part is forgiveness. Forgiveness, I think, is one of the hardest things for us to do. It is one of those things easier said than done. We know what we should do, whether it is to forgive or to ask for forgiveness, but at many times, especially the latter, is much harder. You know, we know what's right, but boy, is it difficult. It is so hard, especially when they come to you and they ask for forgiveness, and I just can't. Oh boy, is it difficult. So that's what I'd like to focus on, this particular type of baggage, so we can forgive and forget. So today, I encourage you all to check in your baggage, because Jesus paid the price. There are no fees. There are no additional revenue. Jesus paid the price. So check it in and forget about it. Let's turn to Romans 12, verse 19. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. You see, many of us don't check in our baggage. We carry it on. Why do we carry it on? Many times we carry it on to have control, because we think we can control our baggage. We think if we check in this bag and we give it to God, what's going to happen? We will no longer have control. If someone wronged you, you want what's right, what you think is right. And imagine if God did what we deserved. He is a just God, but if He gave us what was right, where would we end up? Romans chapter 12, verse 19 says, "Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So check it in. Give it to God. Let Him take care of it. Don't seek out revenge and justice. Because if we got justice, imagine. It is by God's grace we are here. You know, most TV episodes or shows or media, everything is about leveling the playing field. Everything's about getting even, doing what's right. Well, let me ask you this. What is right? Now for our theme verse, Micah chapter 7, verse 18 to 19. Micah chapter 7, verse 18 to 19. And I think this is what's going to help us with our struggle of forgiveness, is to look at our Heavenly Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and what He has done for us. And if we just focus on Him and what an example He has been for us, then it will help us with our struggles. Once we look at what He has done for us, we must then, what I call a vertical communion. We must confess and commune with the Father. And if we look up, I was talking to someone the other day, he was telling me about all his problems and all his struggles. He was telling me about all the co-workers and all the problems he was having with his family and people have left, all these problems. And all I could think of was, if you look upward, notice I can't see any of you. If we just look vertical, all the horizontal is at rest. We get peace through our Father, who forgives all sin. If we understand what He has done for us, if we confess with our mouths what He has done for us, then with all our day-to-day living, we will know, we will have this innate nature of forgiveness. We'll automatically let things go. Let that guy who cut you off, let him go. Don't race after him. Micah chapter 7, verse 18 to 19. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of His heritage? He does not retain His anger forever, because He delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Let's read that one verse again. He does not retain His anger forever. If we were to dissect this passage line by line, we would be here all week. All right? Who is a God like you? Let's just look at that one line. Who is a God like you? Amen. You see, did He have to give us grace and mercy? Did He have to save us? But His abounding love for us, for His creation, He is the King of Kings. He is the Creator. But how much love pours out? Who is a God like you? Pardoning. Wow. And passing over the transgression of the remnant of His heritage. He looks over it. See, He sees the blood. You know, that's the difference between the old covenant and the new. He sees the blood that was shed. Moving on, the last line of verse 18, because He delights in mercy. Thank God. How much more we should delight in mercy? Somebody wrongs you, have mercy. Because the one who is the one has had mercy on you. Verse 19, He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. He will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. It is not temporal. It is permanent. Daniel chapter 9, verse 9. From here on out, I'm going to go through a couple of verses. You don't have to turn with me. You can write it down if you want. But Daniel chapter 9, verse 9. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against Him. Once again, I'm proving the point that we don't deserve anything, and our God gave us all. To our Lord, our God, belong mercy and forgiveness, even though we have rebelled against Him, even though our backs are turned against Him. So if someone has rebelled against you, turned their back against you, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are in the right, they're in the wrong, but still, have mercy and forgiveness, just like our Heavenly Father. Psalm 103, verse 12, a very familiar passage. I think most Sunday school kids, you know it by heart. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As far as the east is from the west. Isaiah 43, verse 25. Isaiah 43, verse 25. I am He who blots out your transgressions for My own sake, and I will not remember your sins. You've heard it all the time. At least I have. Oh, I'll forgive, but I'll never forget. Right? I'll forgive, but I'll never forget. You know, I do understand that, you know, you have to learn from it. You know, in the Proverbs it says the dog was turning back to its vomit. Mm. You know, so you do have to learn and move forward. But see, in this verse, Isaiah 43:25, and I will not remember your sins. Someone has sinned against you. Someone has done wrong against you. They have asked for forgiveness. Why would you still remember it? Forgive and forget. Now, once again, I preface that. My disclaimer is back to the Proverbs of if it is something repeated, you know, you have to learn and move on. Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. He is our deliverer. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. So what did we deserve? We deserve darkness. Do we deserve the kingdom? No. But in whom we have redemption through His blood. It is His blood that was shed, as we remembered this morning. It is His blood that was shed. The forgiveness of sins. And now, why all of this? Why all of this? Let's not forget His grace. Ephesians 1, 7. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. In Him we have redemption through His blood. He is the only way. And there's a verse behind that. I am the only way. He is the only way. So look at what He has done for us. God the Father sent His Son to bridge the gap. We now have this relationship. We now can commune with the Father because He has forgiven us. Matthew 26:28. Matthew 26:28. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins. Over and over throughout the entire scriptures, from in the beginning to the Amen, we see one word resounding: love. We see grace and mercy. And we see forgiveness. How much more should we forgive our brothers and sisters? So now we know what God has done for us. Now let's look at the vertical. Let's look at what we must do first. 1 John 1:9. If you can all turn with me to 1 John 1:9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We must confess. Recognize who we are. We must repent and confess. And guess what? He is always faithful, isn't He? Time after time, He is always faithful. And guess what? He will forgive. You know, sometimes we think we're as down as we can get. Or as this morning we heard, as ugly and filthy. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us, wash us white as snow. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent. Repent. Therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. You know, there is peace when you have a relationship with God. Peace that you can't really explain. You get this peace. And that's what it's talking about here. Repent, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Your sins will be blotted out. Not using a whiteout where you can scrape it and you can still see it. It is blotted out. Now, even when they asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. In the Lord's Prayer, one of the most well-known prayers, even if you're not a Christian, many people know it. It even says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. From the get-go, he tells us, forgive. So once again, we understand what God has done for us. The price paid. The one who knew no sin paid the price for our sin. We understand that. We confess and commune with our Father. We repent. And now let's look at the horizontal. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Just like the Lord's Prayer, as a remembrance to the Lord's Prayer, Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Even as Christ forgave you. You notice there's no gray area. It is quite cut and dry. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Matthew 6, 14 to 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Once again, a reminder, you know, I say this all, and, you know, I understand the struggle. I've gone through it myself, and it is something so challenging for us to do. So challenging. Let's continue. Mark chapter 11, verse 25. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. I heard the story once, and there was a feud between a grandmother and her daughter. And the kid, the daughter's kid, so the granddaughter, would ask her mom, you know, because she would see it. She would see this feud, you know, if somebody was invited for a birthday party, the other person wouldn't show up. And it got hostile. And it went on for years and years and years. It got toxic. And this daughter grew up and grew up and asked the mother and the grandmother on separate occasions, what happened? What are you fighting about? What's going on? Why isn't there a relationship? And guess what? They don't even know. Exactly. It's been so long, the wound is open and infected. It's so long, you don't even know what caused it. Should we go on living that way? Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 and 22. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Amen. You see, time may elapse, but there's never like a time like now, like today. It might have been festering, it might have been infected, it might have been 10, 20 years ago. But we never know what's going to happen just outside. There's never a time like right now, today, whether it be on a phone call, whether it be in person, to make amends. Whether it be to ask for forgiveness or to forgive and just let it go. And that's what it says. No matter how many times, oh my goodness, my mom's sitting right there, how many times I've, you know, as a kid, oh, bother. No. She has forgiven me many, many, many times. In the same way a parent forgives the kid, we must also forgive, just like our Heavenly Father has forgiven us. Luke chapter 17, verse 3. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. So correct. Hey, somebody did something wrong. Tell him, hey, did this wrong. Oh, I'm sorry. Let it go. Don't remember it. You know, many times, 10 years ago, oh, you did this. Let it go. Forgive, forget. Dr. Adrian Rogers said a famous quote, "Guilt imprisons us, bitterness poisons us, forgiveness is the answer." You see, guilt anger, all these things, this baggage will just turn to anger and bitterness. Will start affecting every part of our life. And forgiveness is the answer. Now the question is, how do you know if you've forgiven someone? I've had some tough time. Okay, I know what I'm supposed to do. I know, okay, I think I'm... How do you know if you've really forgiven someone? And I think the best way to really understand that is once again to look at what Christ did. You see, Christ shed his blood, and throughout Scripture we see that God forgets. You see, it is done for us. His blood was shed, his body broken for us. And in a more simple and practical term, I think if you wish well for that individual or for that group or that party, then I think you're truly forgiven. If you really wish well, really want God's blessings on them, if you really wish well, wish good for them, then I think you've forgiven them. You know? And I think that's what it's all about, because He does not remember our sins no more, as it says in the Scriptures. So once again, by way of review, check in your baggage with God. For he's the only one who can take it from us and cleanse us from our sin. Because it is he who paid the price and purchased us whole. Last verse for the day, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. You see, this burden, this baggage that we carry weighs on us. It gets heavy. We should just check in and travel light, because we are not designed to carry this. And it says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let God be in charge. Give him control. Because in essence, if you don't give him control, it is you saying, "I know what's best. I don't trust you, O God, because I want to take matters into my own hands." No, let it go. Give him your burdens. Let him carry it. Let him take care of it. As we read earlier, vengeance is mine. Let it blot it out. You know, forget about it. Let him take it. Let him deal with it. Because he's our all-knowing, all-powerful God. He knows what's best. If the circumstances of life get really hard to stand, then kneel and pray. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Trust in Him and surrender. Surrender your life, and it starts with that. Before you can go any further, we must build that vertical relationship. Confess, commune, repent. Trust in Him and pray for His will to be done. See, forgiveness not only sets the other individual free, but it in essence sets us free. It lightens our load and our burden. We just give it to the Lord. God, I know You're going to take care of me. I know You're going to be the master of my life. And You're going to take charge. Just as He has in the years past. Think about all the times He has delivered you. Time after time He has delivered you. And that itself is a testimony for me. God created us to be free and not to carry this baggage. So check it. Now, what do we usually do when we get to our destination? We reclaim that baggage. Right? Many times, we give it to God. We say, oh God, You're in charge. Then as soon as something else comes around, something triggers our memory, ears down, oh! You take it right back. You take it right back. Oh God, I got, you know, He did this to me, He did that, she did this, that, and we are so quick to reclaim it. You know, don't reclaim it. Just check it. Give it to God. And don't ask for it back. Trust me, you don't want it back. Forgive as you have been forgiven. Give to others what's been given to you. Let's pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank You for this amazing day, O Lord. Thank You for Your countless blessings, O Lord, and giving us another opportunity to praise and worship You, O Lord. Lord, thank You for giving us this wonderful day to come together in such a fashion to give You all the honor, glory, and praise. For it says, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and is to come. Thank You, Lord, for Your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, our personal Savior, to die on the cross, His body broken, His blood shed. Thank You, O Lord, for Your grace and mercy, Your outpouring of love, O Lord, for we do not deserve anything. We deserve eternal damnation. O Lord, thank You for saving us from the clutches of Satan. O Lord, thank You for this relationship. Thank You, O Lord, for saving us, O Lord. And we here today confess our sins, for we have rebelled against You. We have turned our back against You, but yet You still loved us, O Lord. You first loved us. O Lord, we say thank You, O Lord. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. O Lord, we are here today for Your purpose, to glorify Your name, O Lord. And in our daily walk, as we go on living, we just want to glorify Your name, O Lord. For You are King of Kings. You are the Creator. Throughout Scripture we read the forgiveness of sins. Thank You, O Lord, for taking our sins. For bearing it on the cross. The One who knew no sin to bear it all. Our sin debt paid in full. Thank You, O Lord. And Lord, help us to forgive just as we have been forgiven. Help us not to carry this burden. Help us to check it and give it to You. Help us to surrender our life to You. For You are God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.